Hey, and welcome to the Mickey and Minutes Podcast, the short Disney show.
Quick conversations, information, and inspiration.
I'm your host, Nick Lazaga.
And I'm Andy Goots.
Let's go!
Yo, what's going on, Andrew?
How's it going, man?
Chill, man. Just here, ready to record some new Mickey and Minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. Sounds fun.
Dude, yes. So for those of you joining us today, you may be an old school Mickey and Minutes fan. I started Mickey and Minutes way back in 2017. Do you believe
that? Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
July of 2017.
Doesn't seem that long.
The first thing I did was cover D23 Expo that year. So I started this a long time ago. It was a solo effort for a long time. I did it all the way. My last episode was in February of 2021.
Wow, I did so long time ago.
Yeah, I did 51 episodes, which doesn't sound like that much for that time frame, but for me it was a lot. It's a big undertaking doing this by myself.
It is, man.
Which is why Andrew,
how's it going, y'all?
You've heard Andrew before if you've been listening to Mickey and Minutes for a while. Back in April of 2020, you know, mid pandemic, everyone was at the stay home thing, you know, during the pandemic quarantine, and I was thinking, man, I want to do a Mickey and Minutes episode, but I want to have a conversation. I'm getting tired of talking to myself. So I brought on Andrew. We talked about The Great Movie Ride. Remember this?
Yeah. What we would do differently instead of making Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, what we would do to revamp The Great Movie Ride with, I guess, modern day movies.
We had some awesome ideas. If you want to.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah. Go back, listen to episode 46, The Great Movie Ride episode that we did. I still think that our idea was better than what we ended up with. I love Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, but man.
It just fits the genre of the theme park too, of Hollywood Studios, just infinitely better.
What could have been? Yeah, that was episode 46. That was towards the end of the run anyways. I was teetering out, you know? I was tired. Other things were coming up. And so then the show ended in 2021. But Andrew and I have been friends for a really long time, right?
Yeah, because our wives are actually best friends since high school.
Yeah. And so we met our respective wives, and while we were dating them, you know, they introduced us to each other and we hit it off.
Instantly.
Yeah, we had this wonderful bromance and we were in a band together, Andrew.
For a while. I mean, we played for a good couple of years there. And then also, too, just a lot of off and on jamming. For those of y'all who do or do not know, Nick is an avid drummer, and myself, I play guitar and the banjo.
A little Kermit the Frog over here.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite Muppet.
So when I decided to relaunch this podcast with, you know, this being the premiere episode of the whole relaunch, I had just remembered how much fun we had doing that Great Movie Ride episode. I remember how awesome it was, and obviously we're best friends. So it was only natural that I ask Andrew to come along, not as a guest, but now as a co-host.
I'm here for good, y'all.
So if you've been listening to the show, you might know me. If you're new to the show, you know, you're going to get to know both of us throughout the course of this show. But since I've been doing this for so long, and Andrew, you're new here, I want to just ask you a couple really quick questions before we get into the content of this episode. Rapid fire Disney questions. Are you ready?
Do it.
In a short answer, what would you say is your Disney connection?
Ooh, yeah. Harder to give a short answer on that one. But honestly, I like you, I grew up going to Disney World, like almost every other year with my family. And it just became like a family tradition that I didn't even know any better. You know, Disney World was just part of our life for so long. And so just by that, you know, by default, loving Disney movies, and I was exposed to, you know, Disney movies as a kid. I was the kid that watched The Lion King, you know, as a 4-year-old, just constantly, you know, all day long. And then as an adult, you know, my wife and I, she really likes Disney as well. And our first big trip together that we did solo was to Disney World. And we honestly kind of fell in love on that trip. And Disney was a big part of it. And honestly, since meeting you, man, and your wife, and y'all's love for Disney too, and just, you know, how much we hang out on a regular basis, it's just grown and grown. And yeah, it's now just kind of a part of, you know, who we are and just our big hobbies that we enjoy participating in.
I love that. Yeah, it's interwoven into the fabric of our lives, of all of our lives. So I think you said it, favorite Disney movie, Lion King?
No, I mean, it's up there. I mean, Lion King still holds up, especially as a dad now. My daughter watches Lion King on the reg. But I guess personal favorite Disney movie, it's got to be Coco. You know, it's the story of a young Mexican boy who plays the guitar, which I definitely align with.
And for the record, Andrew is un poco loco.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, last one. Favorite theme park attraction, Disney attraction?
Ooh, another good question. I mean, it's pretty recent, but you got to give Rise of the Resistance all of its credit at Hollywood Studios. It's just absolutely incredible. I would say the best theme park dark ride ever. I've been on most all of them in America. You know, Disney World, Disneyland, Universal, and Rise of the Resistance is the king of all.
Absolutely, especially when you catch it in A mode and you have all the animatronics working, that final Kylo Ren.
Ugh. The key thing is when all the animatronics are working.
That's it. Have you ever gotten it in B mode?
I've gotten both. We've ridden enough times to ride both. And actually, it was really cool. The last time we went to Disney World, my dad went on Rise with us. And, you know, he's just not the biggest ride person, but he loved it. You know, he got the whole movie experience. So he was super into it.
That's awesome. All right. So into the show. So we decided for our first episode, since it is kind of a get to know you reintroduction kind of episode, we talk about our favorite Disney songs, but not just that, our favorite Disney covers. Oh yeah. For every great Disney song, there is a great Disney cover. One might say an even better version sometimes.
And across a bunch of different hilarious genres too.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's also kind of another fun part about, you know, every walk of life of musician will play a Disney cover. And then even us, you know, when Nick and I played we were in a folk band, we did a few covers. We did a lot of them from Robin Hood. We did Oodalali.
Oodalali.
We did You Got a Friend in Me.
We did. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
Some songs which may come up in this list. So I'm going to kick us off here. One of my personal favorite bands of all time ever is Newfound Glory. They're pretty well known for doing cover songs. Back in the year 2000, they put out From the Screen to Your Stereo. They covered like My Heart Will Go On and, you know, Good Enough from the Goonies. And that just kind of launched this idea that Newfound Glory is not only an amazing band, but a spectacular cover band. Right. And then they released From Screen to Your Stereo Part 2 in 2007 that had some fantastic songs as well. And then they even did a whole album covering Ramones songs in 2013.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That was great. But what I'm talking about here, obviously, it's Disney. From the Screen to Your Stereo Part 3 came out in 2019, and they covered Let It Go, the iconic song from Frozen 1. Of course, that movie came out in 2013. The song was written by the husband and wife songwriting team, Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. Geniuses wrote this music.
I was unaware of just that songwriting duo, and I guess just all of, you know, everything that they did for Frozen. And I do want to mention too, by the way, every song that we're going to be mentioning is going to be available on a Spotify playlist that you can follow along to at home. Take a break, push pause, listen to the song, and jump back into the pod. If there isn't a song that's on Spotify, we will mention it, but we're trying our best to make sure that they all are, so you can listen along too.
Follow along. So yeah, so this Newfound Glory cover of Let It Go, it's amazing. It's everything that you love about Newfound Glory. It's, you know, big crunchy guitars, that intro riff, that da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, just on the electric guitar, Chad just rips it.
It's also dynamic too. I really like how, you know, it's like any proper pop punk song, it starts off super, super heavy. But as they get to the main chorus, the Let It Go part, they definitely slow down the tempo a little bit. They, you know, mute the music, and it's very heavily lyric driven and vocal based. And they do justice by Let It Go. They do a great job.
Jordan, his vocals just, you know, they soar on this. I mean, you know, we got Idina Menzel, and then we got Jordan Pudnick from Newfound Glory.
It does help that the dude has just like tenor punk rock voice. You know,
Absolutely.
Already. So he can actually hit those high notes, because that is a big part of the song. If you can't hit the notes, don't sing it, because it'll just sound really bad and you can't do it justice.
Oh, yeah. He does it on the record. And Andrew, he does it live.
Yeah. How many times have you heard it live?
I've seen Newfound Glory dozens of times live. Too many times to count. I've seen them play this song once. They did a tour for From the Screen to Your Stereo Part 3 back in 2019 when it came out.
Oh, that's cool.
And
I didn't know that.
They played a bunch of cover songs. And what I loved about it is that every cover song they played, they came out, or Jordan came out with like some outfit on that mimicked
it. Some prop. So did he wear a dress and like a wig?
They opened with Eye of the Tiger, and he came out wearing boxing gloves, you know, and they played Power of Love from Back to the Future. He came out wearing the Marty McFly vest, you know, it was great. And when they played Let It Go, yes, he had on an Elsa dress and an Elsa wig, and he just tore it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, all these just like 30-something Newfound Glory fans, you know, just jamming out and knowing every word to Let It Go, because who doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I was surprised. I remember when Frozen came out, I hadn't seen it for a while. It had already been out for months, and everybody kept saying, oh, it's a Disney classic. Oh, it's a Disney classic. And it's like, how could it be a Disney classic? And then you watch the movie, and those songs are just so catchy. Like, it is a Disney classic, and Let It Go is definitely up there with one of the top, just, I guess, memorable Disney songs of all time.
Absolutely. When I left that movie in theaters, I was one of those people. I walked out saying, this is a hit.
Yeah.
This is a hit.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a banger.
Obviously, it's, you know, one of the most renowned Disney movies of all time. So,
all right, man, ready to move on to the next one?
Absolutely. I believe you have a Frozen-esque song, right?
Yeah, I guess we can keep on the Frozen theme. So my Frozen song is going to be from Frozen 2, Lost in the Woods, also written by the Lopez duo, the wonderful couple that they are. It's originally sung by Jonathan Groff. But the cover that I really enjoy is actually from Weezer. Weezer does a cover, and they did it for the movie. The movie came out in 2019, and the cover, the Weezer cover of Lost in the Woods, is also on the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
And Weezer, another band known for doing great covers.
Oh, fantastic! I mean, they did a whole. It's called their Teal album. That's all just like a bunch of 80s covers.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Africa is another good one that they do. But yeah, Lost in the Woods. And I guess honestly, one of the biggest reasons why I like this song so much is mostly because the music video is a shot for shot live action remake of what happens in the movie. But and they even got Kristen Bell to play her part as Anna in the music video. And it's a hoot. Like, it's really funny. And they make fun of themselves a little bit in the video, you could tell. And it's a Weezer cover, right? You can't go wrong with a Weezer cover.
I love it. Dude, yeah. All right. So that scene in the movie was shot like a music video.
It totally was.
I just, you know, laughed out loud in the theaters. And so, yeah, Weezer does it justice. One thing I always love about Weezer is just big, fat guitar tones.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So good.
Rivers Cuomo, he was one of my favorite musicians growing up. And so I grew up with Weezer. They were my favorite band for a long shot. And Weezer is the band that I've seen just multiple times. And so, yeah, just them doing a cover of a Disney song. And then not only that, like doing a music video that's Disney based is absolutely hilarious.
Spectacular, man. I've seen Weezer once, blew me away. I would love to see them again. I would love to see them perform this song live. It'd be spectacular.
Even if they just did the whole show that's just dedicated to all their covers, it'd be fantastic. Just like Newfound Glory did.
Oh, yeah. So, quick side note, you know, they covered Everybody Wants to Rule the World. In my opinion, that's the best song you can get on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Just saying. Not the Weezer cover, the original one. But
the original one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still so good. So, I have to mention, Weezer doing Disney-related covers, this is not the first one they did. They did there was a record out called Muppets Green Album.
Oh, yes. I'm very aware.
And they covered Rainbow Connection, and they had, it was them featuring Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Yeah. Yeah. And they duetted at the end. They had really good harmonies. Actually, I was debating on doing that one too, just because my affinity for Rainbow Connection, that, you know, because of my love for the banjo. Rivers and Hayley Williams, they did a really good job. And like, yeah, at the very end, there's an awesome key change. Really great duet harmonies. Yeah, that's right. Another really good cover.
Spectacular. That album was great. It had like Alkaline Trio and the
Okay Go.
Dude, such a great covers record.
And all that. That one's on Spotify too. You can listen to that on your own. Yeah, fantastic album from start to finish.
It is.
All right, man. Give us another one.
I love ska music.
Oh yeah.
That's something that I also like grew up like listening to and playing.
You can't be in a bad mood while listening to ska music.
Absolutely. I grew up playing in punk rock bands, and so I played with a lot of ska bands. So I just fell in love with just the whole ska music, you know, all the horns and everything. And there's a spectacular ska band. They're called Suburban Legends. Have you heard of this band?
Yeah, actually, I saw Suburban Legends live, unbeknownst to us doing this podcast, and didn't know who they were. They were opening for Real Big Fish. And I'll let you keep going, but
was that in the 2015 Real Big Fish tour?
I was a senior in college, and I graduated in 2014. So it was we saw
around that time.
2014, yeah. I think. Yeah.
That was actually their last tour. They announced that they're retired from touring right after that.
Oh my gosh, I feel so honored.
You saw them, yeah, the last time. I too have seen Suburban Legend, and that'll tie into this right here. So they did a whole covers record, all Disney covers. It's called Dreams Aren't Real, But These Songs Are, Volume 1.
Great
name. Never released Volume 2, by the way. But it's all Disney covers, and so it was really hard to pick one from here. But the cover that I'm going with is A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
Classic. Course,
yeah, from Cinderella, 1950, classic Disney movie. The original song written and composed by Mac David, Al Hoffman, and Jerry Livingston. And they wrote a classic, you know? And it's one of those songs that's been covered so many times, and it doesn't lose its heart.
No.
And one thing that I really like about this cover is that, yeah, it's a really upbeat ska cover, but it still has that heart. So it starts off
really, really, I guess,
like soft,
emotional. Yeah.
Fluttery, like, you know, music. And then it kicks in, right? It just kicks it with this amazing ska feel. So good. My personal connection to the song, when my wife and I got married, our introduction song, you know, at the reception where they're like, for the first time,
your grand entrance.
Yeah. Yeah. We walked in to that cover, the Suburban Legends version of that song.
Yes,
so they did a whole like soft intro, and they're like, for the first time ever, and then the song kicks in and we walk in, and it was just big party. It just kicked off the whole party. It was awesome.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. That makes total sense.
Yeah, that was great. So
if you could play one horn instrument in a ska band, what would it be?
Saxophone.
Nice, great answer.
My middle school music teacher, he was the saxophone player in the band Blinking Underdogs. Do you know whose band that was?
No, I haven't heard of Blinking Underdogs, no.
Well, you know who Poe Dameron is from us.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's his band.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
What was it called again?
The Blinking Underdogs.
The Blinking Underdogs?
Yeah, yeah.
Great name.
I used to play shows with this band like all the time. I grew up in Miami playing in punk rock bands in Miami, and I used to open for Oscar Isaac's band a bunch. And I've met the dude. It's, you know, back before he was famous.
And he's a good guy.
I had a really short conversation with him in an elevator while we were loading in equipment to this venue. Super nice guy.
Oh, that's what you want to hear.
So Suburban Legends, I saw them live also, but I saw them live in Disneyland.
See, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they were playing on the Tomorrowland stage. I remember I went, took a boys trip with me and my dad, and we were just hanging out at the, eating dinner in Tomorrowland. It's now Alien Pizza Planet, but it used to be called Red Rockets Pizza.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So we're eating there, and then all of a sudden, I hear Suburban Legends start playing, and I was like, Dad, we gotta go. So we just book it over there. It was around the same time you saw them, like 2015.
Yeah. Well, so when I didn't know who they were, and they were opening for Big Fish. We assume that just whatever band that's going to open for them will also be a ska band. So they start playing Disney covers, and I freak out because, yeah, they start playing all of those songs from the album. And I'm just looking at my buddies like, this is amazing. Are you guys getting into this as much as I am? And my buddies, my friends aren't as big into Disney as I was or still am, right? And so I was having a fantastic time.
They do a sick cover of DuckTales.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do a sick cover of a ton. Encourage y'all listening. Go listen to the album on Spotify. They do that. They have two albums on Spotify where they have Disney covers on them.
And they're
all bangers. I mean, even I think Under the Sea might be their most played song on Spotify.
Yeah. Actually. I just can't wait to be king.
Yeah. They're all great.
I knew they had to be on the list, but I had to go sentimental with the song that I picked.
No. Good choice. It covers a bunch. I am going to go to a song that is going way, way back to one of the original Disney cartoons of the Jungle Book. I Want to Be Like You, written by Robert and Richard Sherman, sung by Bruce Reitherman, Louis Parma, and Phil Harris. Again, it was for the Jungle Book, and the movie came out in 1967, but the cover that I'm talking about is going to be by a band, a big swing band called Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And they released their cover in 1995 in their album Swingers. And man, does this song hit. Like, this song was made to swing dance to. And my wife and I are big dancers. And we were learning how to swing dance. And so we were trying to find songs we could relate to have fun with while we were learning how to dance. And this one came on and we just would play this over and over and over and just dance to it over and over again. It's a good one. And if you like to dance and you like to get up, we've been saying this whole time, go listen to the song. You'll definitely be tapping your feet to it.
It's got almost like a Latin feel to it almost.
Yeah. Like, yeah. A little bit.
Little flair to it. Like, man, that's a great, great cover, you know, great original song. Again, like the Sherman Brothers. So, you know, they were Walt Disney's go-to guys back in the day.
What other songs that they made?
So, you know, they wrote all the songs for Mary Poppins.
They were the
go-to guys for a lot of theme park stuff. They wrote the earworm that is It's a Small World after all.
Mm.
They wrote Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow for the Carousel of Progress. They were called the boys. Walt called them the boys. Like they were his go-to
guys.
That's
right. They're portrayed by Jason Schwartzman and somebody else in the Saving Mr. Banks movie.
Yes, right.
I forgot who the other actor was, but that's right. The Sherman Brothers. There's some Disney knowledge for y'all from you know, your wonderful host Nick Lazaga. But yeah, man, I want to be like you. It's a swinging hit, man. And I must say too, I mean, a lot of bands have. I mean, there's another band that covered this too that you were talking to me about.
Bands covered this. One of my other favorite bands. This was almost on the list until you decided to do this song. Fall Out Boy covered this song. Yeah, there was a record that came out in 2015 called We Love Disney. And it was just all these, you know, artists covering Disney songs. It had like Neo and like Jason Derulo and like Ariana Grande and all these people just covering Disney songs. And Fall Out Boy did I Want to Be Like You. And it was incredible.
All right. Give us yours.
All right. So we were talking, we were making these lists and we're like, man, you know, we have to try to spread the genres a little bit out.
Just a little bit.
I grew up, you know, super into punk rock music and stuff. And so I was like, this is so hard because I'm a punk rock guy to not pick just three different punk rock songs. So I was thinking about this and I was like, I can go in two different directions here and I will mention both of them. But to stay true to who I am as a person, Andrew,
there you go.
I have to feel heard here. I'm going to go with this band called Punk Rock Factory. So as the name implies, they are just, you know, a punk rock band and all they do is covers. Completely self-produced band. They do everything on their own. They have their little studio that they call it the Sausage Factory. And this is where they record all their albums and they're, it's a big social media band.
Okay.
And all they do is put out covers. And so in the year 2020, they put out a record called A Whole New Wurst, W-U-R-S-T, you know, Sausage Factory.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And so they did a cover of one of my favorite Disney songs of all time, I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Oh, nice.
From Mulan, originally sung by Donny Osmond.
Oh, yeah.
But what makes this song, all right, not only is it just a great punk rock song, it's aggressive. You know, the original song it's aggressive. It's the I'm going to whip you into shape song.
Let's get down to business.
They take that aggression to a whole new level, and it's just super fast punk rock. But what makes it even better is one of my favorite bands growing up, Rufio.
Okay.
The singer Scott Sellers is featured on this song.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Rufio broke up a while ago.
But
they got Scott Sellers to sing on this song, and it's just incredible. So when I was first listening to it, I didn't know he was on it. Yeah. And I was just listening to the record, and I hear his voice. I was like, oh, dude, that's Rufio. So incredible. I had to go there.
That's cool, man. Yeah, no, one of my favorite Disney songs too. That song is a special place in my heart. So in college, I was in my college's a cappella group. Shout out to Gonzaga University's a cappella group, the Big Bang Theory. But all of the dudes sang an a cappella rendition of I'll Make a Man Out of You. And it was always my part to do the, this guy's got me scared to death.
Hope he doesn't see right through me.
Yeah, exactly. Great. So I always look forward to doing that part and whenever we performed it live. Yeah, man. No, that's a good call out. Rufio, another good just like pop punk band from back in the day.
Absolutely.
I'll be real. I haven't had a chance to listen to that one. So I need
to do my homework a little bit. I threw you a curveball there, Andrew, because I sent you a little bit of a different list and I was like, you know what? I got to go with my heart.
Respect, man. Respect. Go with what's you. What's, so what's stay true to you.
What I did put on the list, though, Andrew, is related to my favorite Disney movie of all time, and it's Peter Pan, 1953, Peter Pan.
Of course.
The song Second Star to the Right, you know,
yes.
The song that opens the movie, originally written by lyrics by Sammy Kahn, who wrote lyrics for just tons of these like great crooner classics, like you know, Come Fly With Me. He wrote, you know, Let It Snow. Music by Sammy Fain. It encapsulates my childhood. Like, I just grew up watching this movie, going to the parks, riding the Peter Pan ride. And so Andrew was telling me, I gotta make my list a little bit more broad.
I was,
you know, looking around on the internet, just listening to so many Disney covers, which, you know, so many great covers out there. And I came across this, I don't know if you listened to it, Andrew, James Taylor.
I did.
Singing.
I did listen to it. It's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So this came out the year I was born, 1988, and it's on a compilation called Stay Awake, Various Interpretations of Music from Vintage Disney Films. That's the name of the record. It's just, it's so smooth. It's
very
so
jazzy, very jazzy. light, very jazzy.
He ends the song with this like whistling part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it makes me feel all calm. And
there's like a minute instrumental intro to it too. Which is really nice. It really sets like the tone of the song. Very soft drums, brushes in the background. It's a really good cover. And I'm familiar with Peter Pan, of course, and the song, you know, Second Star, but not as much until you recommended it to me and I listened to the cover, and then of course I went back and re-listened to the original one, and it's just such a, it encapsulates everything that is Disney, especially with, you know, Peter Pan, how iconic Peter Pan is to Disney, even though it's not technically like, you know, a Disney original story, but
most of those original Disney movies aren't
exactly. no, but yeah, it's, anything that James Taylor does is gold.
Dude. Yeah. We covered, James Taylor when we were in our band. Didn't we?
That's right. Yeah. We did, Going to Carolina in My Mind.
We did.
And we also, I think we did Fire and Rain once or twice, but we definitely did Carolina on My Mind.
We did. That's the one we did.
James Taylor. Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible. So thank you for pulling me out of my punk rock box, Andrew.
Someone's got to be. Now that there's anything wrong with pop punk and punk rock, but you know, just for the viewers, they got to have some diversity, right? Our playlist has to be a little diverse. So speaking of diverse, I feel like my final song is very diverse, especially from what we've been talking about. So I'm going to be going with, I think, my personal favorite cover, or just my personal favorite Disney song of all time. And that is going to be the great You've Got a Friend in Me, originally written by Randy Newman and Lyle Lovett for the Toy Story soundtrack, which came out in 1996.
A near perfect movie.
But the cover that I'm going to be talking about, and this song has been covered by everybody, but I think the most unique take on the song is going to be by the Gypsy Kings, where they retitled the song Hay Un Amigo en Mí, which came out for the Toy Story 3 soundtrack in 2010. And this song is so great, especially too, because, you know, it's really for Spanish Buzz that comes out in Toy Story 3, where they flip Buzz to the Spanish setting and he just gets really, you know, just really spicy and his hips can move and he starts dancing with.
I love that.
He starts dancing with Jesse.
Is that the same scene where Mr. Potato Head comes out as a tortilla?
When Buzz starts dancing to this, it's at the very end of the movie.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, man. No, and just the fact that it's all Gypsy Kings, the song is entirely in Spanish. You could salsa to it. Completely different take on the song, especially when most of the covers that you hear are just kind of like a, you know, beautiful, slight variation of what was originally played.
Right. Yeah, it's awesome. I love the hat tip to Spanish Buzz. I think that's just such a brilliant scene in the movie. I love that. I love that you picked that.
The scene when Buzz gets jealous of Woody because he's like talking to Jesse. There's this one part where Buzz just looks at the camera and goes, oh, "El vaquero."
like a Spanish.
I can't stop laughing every time. Yeah, exactly. El vaquero.
I can't
stop laughing every time I watch it.
That's so great. So, like you said, You've Got a Friend in Me has been covered time and time again.
Oh, yeah.
My personal favorite cover of You've Got a Friend in Me is Michael Bublé's cover
from the
2013 album,
That's a Good
to
One.
Be Loved. Dude, yes. I've always said Michael Bublé needs to put out an entirely Disney record because he crushed that song. He crushes everything. He's spectacular. I've seen him live twice, and he is – I swoon, Andrew. I swoon for this guy.
Even just like – even – I mean, most of his songs are covers or just, you know, like jazz standards, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, if he did an album that was something like what A Newfound Glory did, like movie covers or just a little bit more like iconic, non-traditional covers, yeah, Bublé would slay. Honestly, he's got one of the best Christmas albums of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And that's fairly modern, too. Like, well, maybe not fairly modern. I mean, that may last 10 years, but that's one that's on our playlist every Christmas, definitely.
I've always said that if Michael Bublé does Disney covers, that he should do the Oogie Boogie song from Nightmare Before Christmas.
You're joking. I can't believe my eyes.
Imagine that. Imagine how spectacular that would be. And yeah, it could go on a Christmas album.
Oogie Boogie.
He would. Absolutely. I mean, Oogie Boogie is kind of a crooner.
Would you put Oogie Boogie on a Christmas album?
I would. I would, Andrew. I mean, Haunted Mansion Holiday goes from Halloween to Christmas.
Would you put a Haunted Mansion music on a Christmas album?
If Michael Bublé sings it, it's Christmas. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair. All right. Well, one of my honorable mentions, and especially, you know, if we're talking about, you know, the genre of music that's near and dear to your heart, that is, you know, punk rock and pop punk. I have a strong affinity for bluegrass, ladies and gentlemen. You know, me playing the banjo, I love all things folk and bluegrass, the banjo, the violin, acoustic guitar, just the three, you know, perfectly blended instruments together. So with that being said, from my personal favorite 2D cartoon is going to be just the animal Robin Hood. The song Oodalolly that is sung by, or I guess originally written by Roger Miller, sung by the folk playing rooster with a lute. The cover that I'm talking about is by a band called Pickin' Series, also called Iron Horse, where they just do bluegrass covers of various songs. They do an instrumental banjo version of Oodalolly, and it's fiddle, it's banjo, it's everything that you want from a bluegrass song, but covering Oodalolly. And again, I think just very similar to ska, you can't be in a bad mood while you're listening to bluegrass or listening to the banjo, especially Oodalolly, which is just such a happy song and has happy connotations to it. So yeah.
That's what.
And then we got one more honorable mention also from Robin Hood.
That's right. So I was going to put this on my list, but it's nowhere to be found on an actual recording. It's not on Spotify. It's not on Apple
Music.
Wasn't
professionally recorded. Just no. a one-off cover.
But the incredible band Mumford & Sons, one time they were doing this this BBC radio show, and they covered Not in Nottingham. And so you could find this on YouTube. It blows my mind. Every time I think of Disney covers, once I get past all the punk rock, this is always the first one that comes to my brain because it's beautiful. And I wish they would just record an album version of it.
Also written by the great Roger Miller, came out in 1973 with the movie. I got to say, one of my, I guess, connections to Roger Miller is when I met my wife's family, I was talking to her grandpa. And just like a cool thing for him to say, he was like, yeah, you know, one time I went to a party with Roger Miller and we had a really good time together. And I was like, oh, no way. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
So my grandpa-in-law partied with Roger Miller a few times. Not a big deal.
So, you know, you have a connection.
One degree, personal connection. One degree from Roger Miller.
I love that. That's so good. Andrew, this has been
solid
awesome.
List, man. Solid list of songs.
I really like
it. I think in a solid first podcast for us to come back to. Great, great topic for us.
Dude, so good. I think that our wonderful listeners, however many they may be, learned a lot about us in this one episode.
I think they did,
just
too.
Based on our musical tastes and some fun stories. And I look forward to doing so many more episodes with you. We're going to talk about all these different topics ranging from Disney parks, Disney movies, Disney shows, Star Wars, Marvel, more music. We got so much planned.
We also got some really fun segments, recurring segments that we're going to bring into the show. Some things that maybe y'all can follow along and participate with.
So yeah, thanks so much again for listening, you guys. You could find us on Instagram at Mickey and Minutes. That's where you could hit us up, talk to us. And look out for more shows. You can find this on Apple Music, Spotify, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts.
Look forward to talking to you about more Disney things.
See you next time. Bye.